Moving on now to our next story. The Lebanese army is implementing a security plan to end the violence in the northern city of Tripoli. The army has been deployed there heavily and is carrying out raids on suspect residences. Clashes between supporters and opponents of the Syrian government erupted in the city since the beginning of the Syrian unrest. We're now joined by Press TV's correspondent in Beirut, Mariam Saleh, to get more on the latest in Tripoli. So, Mariam, how has this situation affected the region as a whole? Is it helping already?
That's the way it seems like. It's actually the situation inside Tripoli, and which is very near the Syrian border, that has also affected the regional plan or the regional push to actually get a move on for the army and give more support to the army and the security apparatus here in Lebanon in order for this issue to end. And you have the Lebanese army really taking this issue seriously after it had been given a green light by the cabinet headed by Tamam Salam, who had of course moved on with recommendations from the Higher Security Council, saying that the issues, especially in Tripoli and the Bakaa area, need to be dealt with more firmly, and therefore they gave them the green light. And you have the Lebanese army taking control of the area. Also, you have, with the help, of course, of the internal security forces, you also have the intelligence branch quite active in Tripoli today, specifically. And we've seen a lot of arrests, several suspects, over 10 suspects have been arrested, several arms confiscated, even technical devices have also been confiscated. Most of the activity took place inside in the area of Jabal Muhsin, which is a prominently Alawite area. You had several raids also in Bab al-Tabani, which is a prominently Sunni area. However, it seems the army is leaving this for tomorrow, and tomorrow they are saying they will start with that area in more detail. Of course, go more specifically inside the places where they need to go. Now, we heard from the leaders of the armed groups in that area, specifically in Bab al-Tabani, saying that they will not cooperate and they will not give in to the security plan. However, we haven't seen any resistance so far. We saw just a small protest against this. But it seems that the army has finally been given the political coverage it needs, especially from the March 14th, which was previously not adamantly supportive of the Lebanese army, especially inside Tripoli. But now it seems, since they are themselves, the March 14th, represented in the government quite strongly, especially in the Interior Ministry and the Justice Ministry, they want to see this issue done. And you also seem to have a lot of support, perhaps, yes, from countries like Saudi Arabia, who had recently given some $3 million assistance to the Lebanese army, seemingly in support of what it is doing, because it seems that the Saudi Arabia also want this spillover to end. They want this crisis, and they want these militants, the Takfiri militants specifically, to be isolated and dealt with inside Lebanon, because Lebanon should not, of course, be more engulfed in the issue of the in the spillover from Syria and what's happening inside Syria. And since Hezbollah now has more leverage, and the Syrian government does have more leverage inside Syria, they find themselves, of course, cornered also, and they cannot give more support to these armed groups inside the areas of Tripoli and also in the Bakaa. We are supposed to see as well some firm movement for the Lebanese army inside Bakaa itself, where seemingly you have a lot of those Takfiri militants cornered, actually.
Mariam Saleh, thank you very much. A correspondent with us there live from Beirut.